I remember while living in Mississippi experiencing my first hurricane. I never saw the wind, but the next morning I saw the effects of it with trees down, rooftops blown off, and debris everywhere. We were without electricity for over a week. It took months to repair the damage done by that fierce storm. It's true, I never saw the wind, but I saw the effects of the wind.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise God. I'm so glad you could be with us today. The Apostle Paul would exhort us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, notice that it's His power and might and not ours. You see, we have no strength in ourselves to stand in, but as Christians, we're able to draw on His strength. See, He's the source of our strength. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, there's a reason for this exhortation. Because the powers of darkness are not only real, but they're powerful. And Satan wars against the saints of God. It's not just your imagination, but it's a reality. See, Paul would continue by saying this, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wiles? Devil? You mean there's a real devil? Well, the answer is yes. Contrary to what some might believe, the spirit world is very real. Heaven and hell do exist, and the devil is not playing games, by the way. His mission is to steal and to kill and to destroy, and he fully intends to complete his purpose. Well, somebody might say, but I've never seen the devil. Well, perhaps not, but that doesn't mean that he's non-existent. I've never seen the wind, but I've felt the effects of the wind. I remember experiencing my first hurricane while living in Mississippi, 1978. Oh boy, Hurricane Frederick. I never saw the wind, but the next morning I saw the effects of it with trees down, rooftops blown off, debris everywhere. We were without electricity for over a week, and it took months to repair the damages done by this fierce storm. True, my friend, I never saw the wind, but I sure saw the effects of it. See, we might not have seen the devil, but we certainly have felt the effects of the prince of the power of the air. Satan walks to and fro seeking whom he may devour. I felt the effects of a tornado that hit our house about a year later, 1979. Although I never saw the wind, I certainly saw the damage that it left behind. Yes, the powers of darkness are very real. The Christian must be spiritually minded to know and to understand the forces that are behind the scenes working to stop and to hinder or to destroy God's work, especially the true church. But Jesus said this, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, the powers of darkness will not triumph or overcome or conquer the church of the living God. It shall not overcome it. It shall not prevail over it. Jesus is the head of the church and the rock of our salvation. Satan may fight with all of his forces, but there's a greater force that it cannot prevail over, Jesus Christ. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Wiles refers to tricks, schemes, plots, plans, methods. See, the enemy plots against the Christian for no other purpose than to cause them to fall or to fail or to stumble. He wants to taint their witness for Christ or to cause them to do something outside of the will of God. See, Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. And to put on the whole armor of God is to put on Christ because Christ is the armor. The armor speaks of Jesus. And if you have Christ, my friend, then you have the armor. To not have Jesus is to not have this armor. For those who are saved, they have Christ. And they have the Holy Spirit that dwells within their hearts. We must live and believe in that which Jesus has already provided for us through Him. My friend, would you put on the armor by faith and stand strong in the power of His might?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.